Hello,
hello,
hello.
Well, it's kind of late. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour with your host, Model Angela.
In Houston.
Your boy, Shelly J.
Oh,
I am tired. I just got out of work. And I think the police is going to turn around behind me, y'all. Oh, Lord.
Oh, trust me. I'm right there with you. The rain, between the rain and getting out of work, you know, I'm all nice and comfortable while I'm doing this show.
Yes.
So, did anybody get a chance to watch BET Awards, though?
No,
I didn't get to.
I didn't watch it either.
some racist behind Fool while I was on the phone earlier. He decided to make an inference that I was black, and some white guy told me, "I'm not gonna watch this car right now. Shouldn't you be watching a BET Award or something?" I was like, I was about to reach my foot to that phone and kick his ass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, get the hell out of here.
That's crazy.
Okay. Everybody got time for that.
Yeah, really. I mean, she can say
ain't
it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That little thing is hilarious. It is crazy.
What's your today's menu for the show?
So tonight we will be having a discussion. We will be talking about pretty much like, you know, investing in yourself, whether it's a business that you want to start, whether it's a talent that you have, whatever it is, you know, you want to invest in it. So that's one thing that we will be talking about tonight, along with the interview that we have with Fat Domino talking about his new album, his new mixtape release, excuse me. So that is what you have to look forward to tonight, as well as the Hot or Not song battle, which we'll be getting into later in the show. But wait. Kevin Hart was in the cypher, and I actually been seeing it from people, little 15-second IG videos.
Oh, my gosh. I gotta go watch it.
It was so funny. Like, I didn't hear the whole thing, but the little 15 seconds I got was hilarious.
Oh, Lord.
I know the new
season of Real Housewives of Hollywood.
I missed that because I was trying to run for the show. So I missed it.
Yeah, I'm
going
to have to catch up with that.
Well, you know they're going to play the awards like 17 times this week.
I'm taking it
that Rick Ross had on the Velvet warm-up set because people keep on posting him and Cookie Monster on Side of Each Other.
Oh, Lord.
I think it's even funnier the fact that we haven't seen it. And, like, we're kind of, like, piecing it together because it makes it so much more funny because you're just assuming shit.
Because it's everything, right?
That just shows you how social media has changed how you can watch TV. We can say the whole show by just watching people's tweets.
Okay. Yeah, you can pretty much like watch a show without watching a show. And again, like I see, it's like super hype about Kendrick Lamar. Is that his name? Yeah, Kendrick Lamar. Because I see everybody Kendrick this, Kendrick that. I mean, of course, I didn't watch it, so I don't know what Kendrick said or did not say, but I'm sure somebody will have his cipher on Instagram soon, too.
Yep, yeah.
So that would be definitely something to listen to. So, like, as far as, like, the ciphers, like, I was seeing, like, different people's opinions. Like, how do they go about picking who is going to be on the cipher? Do you know?
As far as, I mean, really, it's about in the day who's hot. And not necessarily always somebody that's in the mainstream already. It's not necessarily somebody who's major always. And sometimes it's a person who might be hot in the underground. They had a major fall in the underground. They take that into account. And sometimes they do it to ciphers. Like last year they did it by different record label groups and stuff. Like for instance, they had the Grand Hustle team. They had,
oh, I think I remember that.
The
like
ASAP
team and stuff.
Right, ASAP Family. They had West Coast. No, they would theme it up how they did it. You know, Kendrick Lamar was on the West Coast team, so that's how they do it too. They kind of put it by teams. So you get these different sounds in different areas. And you'll see people that, you know, you might like, who is that person? And then it's funny because you see that person, all of a sudden, you know how they do the double XL, does their freshman class thing they do every year. A lot of times you will find those people in the freshman class.
Hmm. That's interesting. I'm trying to get on the cipher.
Yeah, we don't get the cipher, man. We don't be there, you know. Be in the building.
That
would be,
like,
pretty
interesting.
My Angela, she can rap.
I really do. I got to write it down, though. Does that count if I got to write it down? Can I still be a rapper?
I mean, a lot of people be writing down this so many freestyles. Some people don't always be freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Just be some hard bars they even thought of. They probably wrote down before and they wanted to use it as write down.
I mean,
if I write stuff down, I'm really, my stuff is cold to write down, but my freestyle not always the best.
My freestyle don't never rhyme.
It'll never rhyme.
Mine don't never rhyme.
Wow.
Ever.
Mine would be on point, man. Like, for instance, like, give me a topic right now. I'm going to go in on it. Rack, I'm talking
okay,
to
the topic is the PV Ponger. Go ahead.
The topic is what?
The PV Ponger. Y'all heard
about
that?
The PV Ponger.
It's a student. Well, she ain't a student no more because she got expelled. But anyway, she was, it was a girl dancing butt naked in a pond near PV. So they call her the PV Ponger. Well, she was butt naked in a pond.
Okay, okay.
I'm talking about it was. Go ahead.
All right, so me going on there. So she was going to get by the pond. All right, we got this. Is somebody over there beatboxing? Did I just hear somebody beatboxing?
No, I'm making a battle. Keep going.
Okay. I'll beatbox
for you.
Shay B, yeah. I got this chick. She go to TV. I got this chick. She go to TV. She about to come over here to see me. She about to come over here to see me. She told me to find at TV. I got this girl coming to with me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now I'm going to rap about it. Okay, here we go. See this girl at TV, yeah, she chilling at the pond, be going down, she about to go from beyond them, giving me some head, she all sitting up there, she about to
sleep
out, ooh, I love Sadie Sand. Okay, I'm good.
You fired. Get your life.
I'm not feeling it right now, I'm not feeling it, man. Y'all would give me
that
rain or something. I was ready. I wasn't ready for y'all. I wasn't ready.
That was like the wet shit I've heard all day. Oh, my gosh. You are not hot.
I'm not, man. Hey, man, you know, sometimes that was hot, but no, I can go in about doing some grammar, y'all, man. Like, guys, watch it. Like, okay, I'm going to give y'all quick 16 at the most. Here we go. See, every Tuesday, see, it might not be rapping, but I might flow. Okay, see, every Tuesday at 10 p.m., I got these fine-ass chicks. Oh, I love me some of them. Got my girl, Mama
Thank you
Angela.
For the compliment, Hold but it. Wrong. You whack.
Got my girl, yeah. Mama Angela. She hold it down. Got my girl, Houston Reese. I was making me never frown. I'm like, ooh, man,
really?
They so goddamn sexy.
Is he serious right now? Is he serious? Does not quit your day job, honey. Don't quit your part time either. Ooh, wait.
That's why I listen to music and I got it.
It's so
bad.
He is. When I say real life killed it, he's real life killed it.
I'm saying, hey, give me a rider, man. I'm gonna be cold, son. Give me somebody to write for me, son. Be cold, son.
Give me that dry towel out the bag.
That's funny. That was funny.
That's funny, man.
So say, why you not a rapper? Everybody else.
No, what's the blue one?
Say it again.
Girl, blue.
Oh. But,
I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, that topic you got going on today, I'm feeling that topic because me, I
no,
like
that topic
to, you know,
about,
I really, I guess.
No, it's
about the
about
music
that
industry.
Yeah, we might as well go ahead and get into that topic before
yeah.
it gets away from us. So, we're talking about artists investing in themselves. Models invest in themselves, people who want to have a business invest in themselves, whether it's designers, graphic artists, I don't care who it is.
Watching.
All of y'all need to invest in yourself, point blank period, because you, one, do not know everything that it takes to run a business. I'm sure
yep.
that your crap is not protected. So you're going to have to invest in doing that, whether it's going to college to get a degree,
going to hair school or whatever.
Exactly. Going to beauty school so you can be certified. Whatever it is, I just feel like you should invest to make what you do the best of what you do. There's no reason in half-assing your job, if that's what you call it. Like, explain to
yeah,
me why.
You need to. I don't care
go
what
ahead.
You take. If you feel like that's what you want to be, you need to do what you got to do. Do what you want to be. Don't be hollering about, man, it's hard out here in these streets when you're trying to be a rapper, but you don't want to pay some money to get the song on the radio. Or you don't want to go and fix your keys correctly and make sure you got the cover and your contact and so you can get paid. Like, come on now.
Yeah, well, like, it's a matter of, like, priorities is how I feel.
Yeah.
You rather look like, and I'm just going to use the artist because they're my biggest problem. Models are actually my biggest problem, but I'm going to use artists this time. You rather look like a rapper than actually be one. Like, you rather have on the stuff, the clothes that you rap about, however, you're not even willing to put money into getting your project out there, whether it's just like going out daily, passing out your stuff in the neighborhood, whether it's getting promotional material, whether it's paying to be on somebody's station, whether it's doing interviews, you're not even willing to invest in that. However, you're willing to invest in a pair of $100 jeans. What in the fuck is the math in that?
Yep. And if you are my friends and you listening, I am talking about you.
I'm going to go in because y'all know how I am, you know, as far as the music side. You know, Visa side came from the modeling side of things, you know, really being real versed in it. And my thing is this. If anything else, because, you know, some people are like, well, man, I want to play to get my music played. Okay. I don't really have a problem with people saying that. But my thing is this. Make sure your stuff is on point. Make sure at least you need to spend money on something. Because just, you know, you got to spend money on something. You can't just not sit there and not do it.
Yeah, you're not going to become big out for nothing. You don't have to invest in yourself.
Right. Like, come on, like, for instance, make sure your stuff sounds studio quality.
Tyra Banks messed up the models saying that if they want you, it's going to be free. You still got to pay for your portfolio and do your pictures if you want them to look nice so they can want you.
Exactly. It's kind of like these models that these models overnight. I love them, and when I say love them, I mean that as sarcastic as I can possibly mean it. And that's the case on that is they piss me off with this, Angela. These models ain't even got professional pictures up, and they got raped on a freaking page. How did you like? No one's going to pay you to post. I mean, you're going to call that lucky person and pay you to post. So now you think you're about something you can charge everybody. But some people just want to pay you. You just have to. And sometimes you just luck out that way. But really, at the end of the day, most people not going to pay a model who's never put no work in. And so, at the end of the day, that's what a portfolio is.
And if they pay you, they pay you to put it up. That ain't enough.
So,
yeah, that is that is a BS. And my biggest problem with models is that you don't want to pay for quality work. I mean, I'm not saying that you got to go shoot with Facet on your first shoot. No, I'm not saying that. But I do feel that you should invest in, like, good quality work. You can't expect to get paid off of garbage. You get in the industry, you pretty much get what you pay for, and that's all the time. If anybody
does
something for free for you all the down low time, it's usually either not good quality work or it's because you like naked and they really like getting a off of you. But that's another topic in itself. But my thing, my biggest thing is like so many models won't to go so far, and they never want to invest in themselves. It's like some people who will decide, oh, okay, well, I reached my 1 year mark of modeling. I feel like people should be paying me to wear their clothes, or somebody should be sponsoring my hair, my clothes, and my shoes. Like, who the hell are you?
Okay.
I mean, like, do you even have substantial supporters who would even support you? Like, if you had something that you wanted to sell, you put a price tag on it, how many people going to buy that? That right there is going to show you your worth and your value. And if, if you still got all that shit you was trying to sell, that's because nobody really supports you. So that means you need to rewrite your whole plan because it ain't working.
At all.
My thing is this. I mean, models, don't be sitting here, you know, you can, I'm going to put it out there, this is a real issue. You can't get mad if somebody not paying you to be in a magazine. If you ain't got show, I'm about to pull, we want to pull some show stuff, because we need to show people that, hey, guess what? I am worth paying for, because I'm also, I had a magazine I was in. I was in trouble for it, and it sold so many units.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know. Like, you can't expect to be paid for nothing. I mean, like, when you go and apply for a job, you can't expect the max amount of pay if you don't have any experience on your resume. It's the same thing. When somebody hires you for a video, we're not going to pay you $500, and your ass ain't even been on YouTube yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, we're not. You're pretty much going to get paid what you're worth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you feel your worth, your actual worth.
Just because you were shaking your ass on World Star Hip Hop does not mean you need to act bougie all of a sudden. I'm just saying. Anybody, and I'm going to put that there, people say they want to say, but any model they put on World Star Hip Hop is going to get a million views in their video. It was, I'm sorry to say, it wasn't just because it was you. I'm sorry to tell you that.
I'm going to put me a video on World Star off the top. Be on that mug.
Man, I'm saying, some chicks be doing that. They get on World Star. They don't know you.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you said you want me to drop some of this music, Kai?
Yes, we're about to go ahead into a music break. And we're going to go ahead and play a new song by Mike Reeves, Houston artist, Miley Cyrus.
All right. And then you want me to follow
because
one of
y'all
don't
stop kissing him in his face.
Because I do see him. One of them going to be. I said, you want me to follow one of the fat songs?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's make it happen.
Whoop, whoop. We all making noise.
Yeah, it's my ring. Work, work, work. Bow. Hello, ho. When she hit the stage, she be on the mic. When she throw that ass, she gon' start the fight. And I'ma throw this one. I'm getting naughty. All I need you doing, girl, is shaking like Miley. Girl, twerk like Miley Cyrus. Like Miley Cyrus. Get it over, turn back. Like Miley Cyrus. Like Miley Cyrus. Like Miley Cyrus. Get it over, turn back. Twerk like Miley Cyrus. Throw that ass back like
like Miley Cyrus. Richest nigga in this bitch, not higher. Throwing so much money, make the muzzle tired. Four bitches rolling with me like I'm way tired. Young to be tipping like this. Way too player to be tipping like this. Shit, I'm in this bitch and I'm turned up. Four sweets that's rolled up. Bad bitch tryna take her home, tryna give me a bump. Richie here to say, she be on the mind. Richie throw that ass. She gon' start the party, and I'ma throw these ones. I'm getting gnarly. All I need you doing, girl, is shaking like Miley. Girl, twerk like Miley Cyrus, like Miley Cyrus. Bend it over, throw it back, like Miley Cyrus. Strippers, hoes. Yeah, I love them strippers. Yeah, I love them stripper hoes. Yeah, I love them strippers. Yeah, I love them stripper hoes.
Feel like we made it, but we ain't made enough. I wake up saying prayer in my true religion. How many 4 for 20s until we can reach a million? See, they say you lose your woman when you chase the money, but every woman I know want a nigga that keep it coming. Keep it coming. I got what you need, I'm like hustle man. Hustle man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like hustle man.
Money, huh? What you need, I got it. If I ain't got it, I can get it for you. You need time to pay me, but ain't nobody got time for that.
I got what you need, I'm like hustle man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like hustle man.
Y'all got me confused, Marshall Byron. I'm Hustle Marcellus. Do 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 do. Pick up the pieces.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's the only one. And that last song that we played was Hustle Man by Fats Domino, who we have online right now. We're going to do our interview with. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, what's good, man? Glad to be here.
Thank you for being here.
What's up?
Now, my first question is, where did you get the name Fats Domino?
Fats Domino, it actually, it came from, I was a fat baby. I know you probably see me in person. I'm not all that fat no more. But I was a fat baby, and I went to school with some friends in elementary, middle school, and high school, and that's what they called me, and everybody caught on to that. So it's been around since then.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I was like, man, Domino, that's real different. Like, real different.
Domino is actually a jazz musician from a while back, a long time ago, probably around my grandma's time or something like that, but that's actually who they named me after.
So like, where are you from? Where
did you grow up? In now. I'm talking about like that era.
You say what?
You talking about like the Chubby Checker era. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, something like that.
Where did you grow up? Where you from?
I'm from a third ward, man. Got family all over, though. Went to school in Turner Elementary, Yates High School, TSU. I've been in that area for a minute.
So now, I've been knowing you for a couple years. How long have you actually been rapping?
I just started rapping last year.
Okay, so this is officially your first project. And I was like, wait, I'm
nah, that's my second project.
Okay,
so what makes you feel like you want to be a rapper? What this
comes the way it all started, man, is I've always written poetry. Like, I've always been good with rhyming words or whatever ever since I was little. And I was with a friend, and you know how you freestyle with your boys in the car and all that?
And it was like, oh, you did good.
Yeah, I spit something I wrote. I wasn't freestyle. And they was like, what the hell was that? You know, and that's where it all started.
That's how they did me early when I was freestyling.
You say what?
That's how they did me earlier when I was freestyling. They was booing me.
You're freestyling, huh?
Get your life. That was not freestyling, honey. I don't know what that was, killing yourself and us too. God, don't do that no more. Oh my God. So when you write, what is your writing process? You start with a poem or what?
No, I mean that used to be the process. Right now it's more of a freestyle than it used to be. I can't really write anything down. It's more so freestyling and remembering, you know. So I can only come up with stuff now when I'm in the car.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what
if I sit down and write, I get stuck. So.
So you said you're in a car, so you be riding around freestyling, and then you're like, okay, there go a song.
No, it's more so like the way I do it is like you'll never come up with a full song. Like you might say like two good bars and you remember it, you know, or you might have a hook and you remember it and you like use it somewhere that it never comes to me like that. It's always bits and pieces that kind of fit together.
Okay, so look, I'll be doing that too, so I could become a rapper, right?
No, you really can't. Anyway.
If you good.
No, I'm good. One day I'm a rapper, y'all, one day.
Anywho.
Yeah, we got a lot of people that think like you.
Now, being that you've only been rapping a year, how do you feel as, like, opportunity-wise, like, how your fan base has built, like, how do you feel about that? Like, as being in the game for only a year, do you feel like you have the support that you deserve, or do you feel like you have a long way to go?
The my first mixtape release party last year actually was a great turnout, and it was basically a bunch of family and friends who've been there around when I was promoting and other stuff like that. So. It was a good turnout. Like, I know at the point I am now, I got a long, long way to go as far as, like, what I want to reach. Like, some people are good now. Like, I can probably get people to fill up Warehouse Live or something, but that's not what I want my peak to be. So I'm a long way from where I want to be.
So what – because our topic today is about people not willing to, you know, pay – for what they want, you know, put in the money and the time to get where they want to be. So, you or have you ever sold your CDs, like, sent outside of a club and passed them out for free or sold them for, like, $5? Have you ever did that?
Yeah. My first mixtape, I actually sold, I think, over 1,000 units. Like,
that's good for the first
The way that I look at it, the way that I look at it is, like, You have to basically set yourself up like how you want to be seen. Like, say some designer sells a shirt for $100, and they're like, "Who are you?" Like, if you only get one sale, you get 1,000,000 sales. That's your price. And when I came out, I set my price at $5. I basically the music spoke for itself, really. And I sold a bunch, and I told a bunch of people, like, "Here's my music. If you listen to it and it's worth it, bring me my $5 back." And a lot of people came back, man, and that's just how it started. And now the people who heard the first one, they were looking for the project that just came out last Tuesday. They were looking for
You know what? We have, like, the perfect person. Like, Fess, you are the perfect person to be interviewed right now with this topic going, because people needed to hear that. I'm going to need these rappers to get it together, because I'm not spending $20 for your CD and you're not even major. Like, come on now. Don't do that.
I mean, it happens to the best of us. So, like, you said that you kind of started your base of your rapping with your poetry. So, I mean, because I listened to your last project. I didn't know about the first touch of my bed. But, like, and do you compare yourself, or do you see yourself, I'm not going to say like the same or have the exact same style, but somebody that you look up to in the rap game that's current or previously?
I wouldn't say I really look up to anybody, because I look at those guys as competition just as much as anybody local. Like, if I do a song, I want it to sit next to a Wale or a J. Cole or Jay-Z or Kanye or Big Sean. Like, I want my song to sit next to theirs, and you hear no difference. Like, you have a lot of people that's not on, and you can tell by the music. Like, okay, you probably not gonna make it.
You know,
so I wanna sit mine next to them, and they'd be like, okay, that was two jamming songs that just came on. I know Big Sean, but what was the other one? You know, so
I
wouldn't say I look up to those people, but it's more so I see it as competition. And if I think they got a good song, then I gotta either match that or come higher than that.
So, do you? I know you into hip hop and all that, but is there any other genres that you like, really like blues, jazz, all that?
I get inspired by probably like other music more than hip hop to actually do hip hop. Like I listen to a lot of pop, a lot of R&B, and that's what I really listen to for the most part. But and that's how you get, like, I feel like in those songs they're written so well that you can't help but get inspired to write about something from listening to that stuff. Like hip hop, it ain't too. It don't vary that much. Like it's a bunch of the same stuff in hip hop, so you got to go elsewhere to hear a story.
Mhm. And I think that'll make you feel better too, because it's not just a certain type of people listening to your music as well. You know.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So wait, I do want to know, because now I'm interested in hearing your first album. Where can we find like all of your music and your different projects that you do have?
You can find the first project on go to bandcamp.com/FatsDomino, and the first project is on there. You can download it for free, and I mean, pretty much give your take on it. But a lot of people say it was a classic. I probably wouldn't go that far, but it was pretty good. I feel like this project I just released was better than that one, and my next was gonna be better than both of them. So.
Okay, yeah. So I have to ask you to say that. Whoa, there we go.
Any interview I do, and anybody that look out for me, like I do the same thing. So y'all get a free copy.
All right. That's what's up. Now, like you were saying that, you know, a lot
too.
Of what your poster. I guess. Yeah. I should have gave it to you the other night when I saw you at the release party. My bad. That was my bad. But you were saying that a lot of people think your first album is a classic, and I know that happens to a lot of artists. People say, like, their first album is, like, their classic album, so it's like their whole career is trying to top that album. Do you think, like, it's going to be hard for you to top each project, you know, after they come out, project after project?
Like, I feel like I kind of believe that to a certain extent, because, I mean, it's like with the first project, it's like you build up your whole life to get to that point, so it all comes out at that point. But for me, I don't really talk that much, so it's like, yeah, that first album was good, but I still got a lot to say. So at this point, it's still coming out.
That's what's
up. So that's why I feel like this project is better than the last one.
Dang, I wish I would have been able to hear both of them to, like, compare and contrast. But, like, I'm on Twitter all the time, and I often see people tweeting out the different lyrics. And, like, sometimes I hear something, but I don't put the two and two together. So when I see it, it's when I actually put it together. But I see you, like, retweet people tweet your lyrics all the time about the one I just heard in the song about LeBron. Shoes,
yeah.
And fast whip. I mess the song up, so don't. Don't make me repeat it word for word.
Yeah.
But I like it, though. So, like, are you trying to, like, do you do any features at the current moment, or are you, like, on anybody else's album or anything like that?
I don't do many features. I've done a few features, but I don't do many. Like, I'm working on maybe one or two right now that I can think of for some other cats, man. But as far as my project, I really focus in and lock in with myself and try to get everything out. And I mean, sometimes working with other people, it kind of slows you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you used to be in high school and they like, let's work in a group today. And you're like, no, I ain't really feeling that group stuff. Like that's how I look at it sometimes. Like you work better when you're by yourself. But I'm all for doing features. Like a few people reached out, but a lot of people in this business, man, they talk a lot, and they don't really back it up with nothing. So I kind of keep my eyes open for people like that, man, and I notice them as soon as it happens. So I'm open for doing features for people who really trying to make something happen.
That's what's up. Now, like, as a model, I often run into the problem of finding people in the industry who you can actually look at as, like, you know, supporters who are also competition. Do you have that same problem, or do you have, like, a mentor in the game?
I have I see most people as competition, man, and I've only been in it for a small amount of time, but I've noticed that some people that I was cool with and close to, like, I'm now that I'm doing music like them, it's kind of like we're not cool anymore. But the thing that I've noticed the most and I appreciate the most is that it's a few artists that I talk to and I communicate with that are just as encouraging. Like, we try to encourage each other to do our best, man, and we support each other and all that. And there's a few of them out there, man. That's what I really appreciate the most.
That's what's up. So everybody always says, like, you know, when you start getting better at what you're doing or you start moving up, that you lose friends or, you know, people, like the enemy always points themselves out. So pretty much like, you know, give them the rope, you just kick the chair. So have you ran into any incidents where, you know, those minus the ones you were just telling me about, you know, like people who always say that they support you when you, what you do, but like anytime you have something, they're like never there to support you?
I can't say that I had that problem. It's people that's in my circle that's close to me, they like family. I can't say that I really have friends because the people that are close to me, they that close to me to be family. So, and when it comes to this music and all that, they push it more than me. Like, they worried about my album cover before I'm worried about it or what I'm doing next. Or they tweet my music or posting it somewhere. They do it way more than me. And that's always love, so.
Yeah, now that's genuine support, like, really.
Yeah.
Genuine support. So
when my mom buys my CD, like, that's love, even if I give it to her.
That's real love. Okay, well, my mom was trying to get something free.
Yeah, my last mixtape.
Mom to my magazine, my mom bought, like, 5 copies of it. It's like, damn,
yeah, my mom
love,
paid,
like,
I think my mom paid, like, $60 for my last mixtape.
That's what's
like, on Bandcamp, you can pretty much name
your
price.
Can me and Angela borrow your mama? Cause
right?
I'm my mama. Like, I'm getting that for free. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't mean people for look.
Well, that's a mama's baby, I'll tell you.
Okay. So, in your opinion, where do you see the rap game headed at this time?
I still think it's the same as it always been. Even when Pac was around, it was real rap, and then it was that rap that wasn't as good. So you have those people like the J. Cole's and the Wale's and all that, and Kendrick Lamar, and they got real music, but then you got the other rappers who still do the same thing, the same dance songs and all that. Like, it's pretty much the same to me.
No,
and
that is because dance songs are important, because if we came to the club and there was no dance songs, we would be standing there and we wouldn't be able to see Miley Cyrus twerk. So,
my take on it, man, is like when I think of hip hop, like I don't do dance songs, but I'll never just really talk down on a dance song because I take all that into account when I think of hip hop, like. Even dancing, period, like dancing and music and DJs and all that, like it's included in hip hop, so it's all necessary, I think.
So what's your favorite song of all time?
My favorite song of all time?
Yes, it can be anything, a church song, R&B, anything. What's your favorite song?
I don't know. It'll probably be like the R. Kelly song or something. It's some one song off of R. Kelly TP2 or something like that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
I see.
I just saw about R. Kelly the other day. I was like, that dude sung at the song, especially if any he put out in the 90s, and that was going to get you some trouble.
R. Kelly was a genius. I don't know what he's doing now, but he still got hit some classics.
Yeah, he do have a new song out. But it was real funny that you brought up the point that music is now what it was before, because, you know, people always talk about it's all radio commercial stuff and ain't no Pac no more. And that, like, being that you brought that up, that is so true, because they did have the Pac, and then they had, like, Luke and the Two Live too. Wasn't nobody complaining about Tutsuro.
Right.
You know what I think about that? Everybody was merch line, Tootsie Rolling, and Maggie got a big old butt, all that stuff.
That's not always been around.
So, like, what's your next move? What are you planning on doing next? Are we doing, like, a promotional tour with your, you know, your new mixtape, or just what's next?
I'm trying to get around. I'm actually out in PV right now with the new mixtape, and we're going to try to take it everywhere in Texas if we can. And probably coming up, I don't have the date set, but we're going to probably do a concert soon. And then we're going to try to take it outside the state.
Did you see the PV pond, girl? Send y'all out there.
Yeah, we
see that. One more time thing about that bitch in that pond.
Girl, that girl.
Yeah, we just passed by over here.
So, can you just let everybody know where we can, like, stay updated with all of your upcoming events and music?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I talk to you all the time, so I can just hit you up.
Whoop, that's my friend, y'all. What we're going to do is go ahead and play your second song, Control, right now. So Seth is going to go ahead and get that on for us, and then we're going to come back and get a little info on where that came from.
Okay. That's cool.
Let's go. Control by Fats Domino.
Hey, what up, man? Shout out to Kendrick Lamar, man. Shout out to Jay Boogie for getting me to do this. I wasn't going to do it at first, you know. But ain't no beef on this end. Just to step your game up, man. A lot of niggas not rapping. Like, at all. I'm trying to make it to the top. Paper chasing up the steps like I'm rocking. Once I get down, I'm looking down on everybody that tried to stop me. I feel like the Don, the King, not the same boxing. The boss heavy bag train daily though, cause losing ain't an option. Trying to take over the whole city, moving ain't an option. Every punchline combination is cruising with a pilot, or taking the bad chicken, putting the bruising on the profit. I use the speed bag flowing hopes to show the folks that I know the ropes. I can easily say I'm GOAT, quote for quote. Blow for blow, I'm like smoking Joe. I know some of my leads that really rope a dope. Slow your roll, I'm headed to the ring. My flow cold, I need an overcoat. A lot of niggas overhype, my overhand is over most. Metaphors hit them like uppercuts, broken nose. Before you know, every floor I roll to have them on the flow, I'm dope the most. Hip-hop scene be having niggas reaching. The declining and rhyming is no big secret. But if we like Big and Pac and beef like Big and Pac, end of the day, we might die for the same reason. So lately, you won't hear me on a lot of niggas' features. The way I eat them, they tell me that I'm better off singing. I feel like I'm suggesting. H-Town is full house when the boys are back in town. They all out of season. See, these niggas been playing for way too many seasons. And I'll never hate on how the next man eating. But when you feel like a barbarian and practice like you Aryan, makes sense for Houston to give you better treatment. Cold Park, this the same place that I was born at. Met a lot of women, went to parties, went to prom here. Came up like the Jacksons with family and comrades. Seen niggas die over Jackson, comrades. And I'm tired of hearing East Coast, West Coast, like down south niggas only good for getting leftovers. Ain't trying to be the king of New York or the next Hover. The next chosen, Red Ocean, the next Moses. Best quote and most deaf or deaf poet. They super bad or just choking, Seth Rogen. The whack rappers came and took the passion out of it. I'm guessing if I had money, I'd rap about it. Shit, if I had it, I'd probably just put my mans on and kill all these DJs for playing these damn dance songs. Go up to the prison and smack niggas with their pants low for bringing it back to the same hood that we came from, like the kids ain't watching. And they don't know what their options is when they role models is just niggas fronting for followers. See, I can give a damn about an Instagram. Even if it wasn't an Instagram, I'm still a man.
Hey, and that was Fats Domino, Control.
That was good.
Now, we were saying some
appreciate
things in there.
Appreciate that.
So can you tell us what inspired this song?
Same old thing. Like in the beginning, I shout out my homeboy for telling me I should have did it sooner. But it was basically just saying that a lot of people out here, man, they really like tainting the image of rap, because a lot of people not good at it and they still do it. And they ain't trying to shoot down nobody's dream, but it kind of hurts when somebody not good comes up to somebody and then I'm behind them and they look at me like I was the last dude, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, it's really just telling people to step their game up, so when everybody comes with their music, everybody will check it out because they have something to listen to. So that's what that was all about.
That's what's up. I felt that. Got some real good words. Good sentences and rhymes, nouns and verbs. We've been hearing some horrible stuff lately,
but that's really good. It sounds like somebody that's already, it sounds like something, not necessarily saying, oh, your words are the same and all that, but it sounds like something you would hear from, like, Kanye now. You know, it's a good quality.
And somebody told me that when they heard that. And it sounded like I was signed already.
Yeah.
All right.
I can come back to y'all's show with some good news.
Whoop,
okay.
You can hook me up with somebody who's famous already.
Now, why not?
I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord, I
want one rapper husband.
Really?
She's just playing,
listeners. She is just playing.
I'm just playing.
What at the end of your career, what is like your ultimate goal? What would you like to have happen to watch your career?
I guess, performing somewhere
or, you know, something.
No, I guess my ultimate goal is to have classics like R. Kelly, I guess.
Wham.
Whoop.
Like the money and all that is cool, but money cool and all that and taking care of the family, that's in the plans. But if you can, like, fast forward 20 years and then listen to a song I did 20 years prior, like, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Yeah. If you could be, like, R. Kelly instead of, like, Pretty Ricky.
I don't know about to play with you. Pretty Ricky.
No slugs. I'm just saying. That's so childish. Anyway, we do want to thank Beth Domino for coming through today doing our interview. So we do appreciate you here at Glitz and Glamour. Could you go ahead and give all the fans your social network so that we can keep in contact?
You can find me on Facebook.com/ Beth Domino Music. That's Beth with a Z. BethDominoMusic. Twitter, Instagram, _FATZDOMINO. That's pretty much it. And find me out at PV tonight.
Thank you so much. Once again, it was wonderful talking to you. I guess I'll hit you up at a later time to make sure I get my CD.
Right,
next time
cool.
I'll be freestyle.
Alright, thanks for having me.
No problem. Bye bye.
Thanks.
Alright, later.
Once again, shout out to Fats Domino because he really is a professional guy. His music sounds amazing. You can tell when a person invests in their craft and are passionate about their craft, and I can hear that in his music, and I really like it. I would actually buy his music. Can't say that for everybody. Anyway. So we are going to go ahead and bring the show to an end, unfortunately. I do want to go ahead and shout out to Trapdoor Magazine, which is a magazine that always, you know, shows love to independent artists, up-and-coming artists, also those who are well-established. So any artist out there who want to get your music heard, want to get your voice heard all together, you want to go ahead to the website, which is www.trap, door, D-O-O-R, magazine.com. and just go ahead and submit your information and contact those people so that you can, you know, get in the game, get the new information that you need, as well as possibly get printed in those articles if you have what it takes to get there. So that's trapdoormagazine.com, and a shout out to the man Trap himself, who is over that magazine holding it down. And also, you want to make sure that you always stay updated with myself, Model Angela, by checking out my Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, which are all I Am Model Angela, IAMModelAngela, along with my website, www.IAMModelAngela.com. You also want to make sure that you follow my co-host. And you can follow me at Twitter and Instagram. It's Houston_Riri. That's R-E-R-E. And I got some followers I need to shout out. So I went to the wrong thing. Yeah, hold up. Okay. My new followers for Twitter. We got a ZZ4Life Promotion, Glory Fist, 2K13, HNS Models, Metaphor Marlin, and Nappy LaRue. So
whoop.
Thank you guys for following. I will follow back. Whoop to the whoop. And I'm not sure if Sadie has any shout-outs.
Yes, I do. I want to shout out, make sure if you're in the entertainment industry, and let me go ahead and make it clear, because even authors are even on the site now. And I mean, and artists are joining in numbers. So if the site's mainly for models and artists, and then if book art and authors are joining, then obviously it's a popping site. So you need to make sure you join dustspot.com. It's free. It's taking the bullshit out of social network that you find on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Because, yes, I did say you find a lot of bullshit on both of the model sites. And right now, dustspot.com is officially at 807 members. Just last week, we were just at like 780. So y'all do the math there. And today, we're gonna do what we do. So don't be a part of the movement while you got a chance. Don't be later on in the movement and say,
I'm here to support you, man. You know, man, I look up to you, man.
Don't be one of them people. Make sure you support people when you have the chance, man. So. That's what I'm just saying.
True.
Don't be no dumbass.
Right. Also, I almost forgot. I got to shout out my boy, Braxton Wilford with Life Versus Lessons Clothing. Y'all want to check him out on Instagram. It's LVSLCLOTHING 2013. Real dope line. Always business, never personal. One of the slogans he goes with on some of the shirts I got from him. Super dope. So y'all want to make sure y'all go ahead and check that out. Also, shout out to La Cheek Image Boutique, as well as V Unique Hair, the ladies who keep me lovely for every event that I attend. Thank you all for tuning in to Glitz and Glamour each and every Tuesday. Next week, we will be moving the show to 2 hours, so Glitz and Glamour will be from 10 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. So we look forward to being here and entertaining you guys. Until next week.
All righty.
Thanks for listening.